Welcome everybody to Citizens Climate University. This program, most of you know, is created to help our supporters and especially newer volunteers to connect with each other and give them the tools that they need to achieve their goals as we advocate for dividend and the Energy Innovation Act. So this week we're going to cover how to generate editorial endorsements. I am hosting the call tonight. My name is Flannery Winchester. I'm CCL's communications director, and presenting for us tonight will be Steve Valk. So thank you everybody for joining us. As I said, I'm Flannery Winchester, CCL's communications director, and Steve Valk is our communications coordinator. He's going to be leading our presentation tonight. And tonight what we'll go through are well, we'll achieve these three learning goals, hopefully, by the end of the night. First, we hope that you leave here having learned the role of a newspaper's editorial board and also the power of their endorsement. We hope that you will understand how to engage your editorial board, specifically through meetings and sending them information. And then we'll also quickly review the resources that CCL creates to help you do this. So with that, I'm going to kick it over to Steve.
So anyway, so our agenda, as Flannery was saying, we're going to talk about the role of the editorial board and the ways that you can engage the editorial board at your newspaper. So let's talk a little bit about the role of the editorial board. So in newspapers, you've got the news side and you have the opinion side. So the news side are the reporters. They write the stories, the news stories that appear in the newspaper. And then over on the opinion side, you have the editorial department. And it's usually kind of like a little wall of separation between the news and the editorial department. You won't see reporters sitting on an editorial board because they're not supposed to be expressing opinions, you know. So the editorial board controls what the newspaper has to say about the issues of the day. And what they will normally do is meet in the morning. They'll get together and they'll take a look at what's in the news, both locally and nationally, and they'll make a decision on what are the stories, what are the issues that we want to weigh in on today. And then once the board has decided what they want to write the editorials about and what their position is on it, they will usually hand that over to one of the members on the editorial board. Usually there are different people on the editorial boards have different areas of expertise. There might be somebody who writes about education. There might be somebody who writes about government. Might be somebody who writes about environmental stuff, but they'll hand that over to the to somebody to write the editorial for the board, and then once that's written, then the opinion editor will take a look at it. They'll edit it, and boom, that's how you get an editorial in the newspaper. That's the official view of the newspaper, and these editorials can be very influential. Of course, they're being read by all the readers in a newspaper. If you're in a big city, you can have hundreds of thousands of readers looking at these editorials. And particularly if they're editorials that are aimed at members of Congress, a lot of times we'll get these editorials to actually mention a member of Congress by name, urging them to do something. And the other thing is that politicians will come back to these editorial boards when they're seeking re-election. And what they'll want is they'll want the endorsement of the newspaper to be re-elected. So if there's an editorial in the newspaper about some legislation in Congress that the newspaper is supporting, a member of Congress then will look at that and go, maybe if I want their endorsement for my reelection, I might need to take a look at this legislation and see if I want to support it. So the editorials definitely carry a lot of weight with members of Congress. It's probably about the highest leverage media that you can generate as an editorial endorsement for something. So let's move on to take a look at a couple of editorials. Let's look at the New York Times, the Washington Post, recent editorial in the New York Times. Congress stopped President Trump's rush to war with Iran. And this was an editorial specifically speaking to the Republican members in the Senate, you know, asking them to say, hey, look, you know, Congress is the one who's supposed to determine who we go to war with. The executive can't unilaterally make that decision. So let's have a little check on that. So that was an editorial that was in the New York Times. And then the Washington Post, you may have seen there was a story in the news about how they're rolling back nutrition standards in school. The previous administration, shall we say, did a lot to improve nutrition in schools. Apparently the administration wants more pizza in schools. And so the Washington Post said, you know, there's a problem with childhood obesity. Maybe this isn't a good idea. So that's an example. Those are two examples of some editorials that were playing off of things that were in the news recently. So we have a couple of examples of some recent editorial endorsements, actually, for the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act, and the South Florida Sun Sentinel. They're in Fort Lauderdale, actually. The headline on this thing is, just says it all. Bill to curb climate crisis would impose fee on greenhouse gases. Citizens get monthly check. What's not to like? And I got just read a little bit from that editorial. It opened up saying, imagine if energy producers, big manufacturers, and oil barons actually sent you a check for greenhouse gas, for the greenhouse gas their businesses produce. Crazy idea? Before you think that could never happen, you need to check out a plan being pushed by Citizens Climate Lobby. And so, the whole editorial was just phenomenal. It was a great endorsement for the bill. Also talked about our organization, and it mentioned Florida's two senators by name, and to kind of urge them to support the legislation as well. So that was in Florida. And then over in Colorado, in the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, they had an editorial. Headline was a little shorter here, a carbon solution, but I'll read you a little bit from that. They said, at a time, and I have to kind of preface this by saying that the Daily Sentinel is a little more conservative than a lot of newspapers around the country. So getting an editorial in the Daily Sentinel was really kind of a coup for our volunteers out there. So they said, this is just an excerpt. They said, at a time when the Green New Deal and other onerous measures seek similar outcomes, from a partisan perspective, we like carbon fee and dividend because it doesn't involve new taxes or unfairly hammer or favor any one industry. Costs are shared, but more importantly, we pull our heads out of the sand and start constructively addressing climate change without adversely impacting the economy. So both of these editorials were just phenomenal. And as a matter of fact, we have a blog up on the CCL website about the editorial that appeared in the Daily Sentinel and how that came about, if you want to check that out. There may be a possibility that your newspaper does not have an editorial board. As we know, the newspaper industry is kind of shrinking, and a lot of newspapers have looked at opinion pages as, well, maybe they're kind of a luxury. And some papers have actually altogether eliminated opinion pages, or they've stopped doing editorials. They'll run syndicated columnists from around the country and some letters to the editor. So they may not have an editorial board. And so this is what Flannery was mentioning before the call. if there's no editorial board, if your newspaper doesn't run editorials, perhaps the thing to do is to pivot over to the news side and start pitching stories to newspaper reporters. But that's a whole other training that we can get into in terms of cultivating relationships with reporters and pitching stories and things like that, because we have a lot to offer them in terms of good stories. So as I said, newspaper might not have an editorial board. They might not do editorials. If that's the case, maybe we want to look at the news side. So let's take a look at the various ways to engage your editorial board. So there are several things that you can do to develop that relationship. And the first thing you can do is to have a meeting with them to educate them on topics, and also for us to learn their thoughts. So that's one thing, and it's probably the most effective thing we can do. Is to meet with an editorial board if they do meetings. It's not unlike developing a relationship with a congressional office. The best thing you could do is to meet with your member of Congress. Yeah, well, let's meet with the editorial board. So if you can't get a meeting with the editorial board, the thing to do would be to send them the editorial packets that we put together. And so several times a year, what our communications department will do is we'll put together these. If you don't know what an editorial packet is, it's basically kind of a backgrounder on our legislation that kind of puts it in the context of what is happening in the news. And so these editorial packets are designed to be a resource to help a newspaper editorial writer write their own editorial and write an endorsement for it. Another way that you can engage the editorial board is to follow them on social media. A lot of newspapers will have like a Twitter account for their opinion pages. Maybe there's a Twitter account for the person who's the opinion editor. Follow them on social media and interact with them when you can. So those are several of the ways that you can interact with the editorial board. So let's talk about editorial board meetings. So first of all, who do we meet with? The editorial boards around the country vary depending on the size of the newspaper. New York Times, I think they've got something like 15 people on their editorial board. Most medium-sized newspapers might have a handful of people, maybe four or five, who sit on the editorial board. And typically, the people who are on the editorial board would be the editorial page editor. Maybe you'll have somebody who edits the op-eds and the letters to the editor, and there might be some people who write columns for the newspaper, and there might be even somebody on the board who isn't a columnist, but maybe they just sit on the board and they're one of the people who writes the editorials. So the size of the editorial board can vary, but you can usually get the contact information for the newspaper's editorial page editor on the newspaper's website. Usually, if you go down to the bottom of their homepage, there's usually a contact us link. And if you go to that, normally a newspaper will have a directory of the people who work in the news and editorial departments, and that's where you'll find the editorial page editor. So you probably want to start with that editorial page editor in terms of requesting a meeting. And so when you do that, it's not unlike the process that you would go through to get a letter to the editor in the newspaper. Usually when we're getting letters to the editor, we read the newspaper every day, and we look for those, what we call letter to the editor opportunities to respond to something. Well, in the same way, if you're reading the newspaper every day, you'll come across things that are either on the front page of the newspaper or on the opinion page, maybe even an editorial that might relate to climate change. And so when you see something like that in the newspaper, it's an opportunity then to interact with the opinion editor and request a meeting. So look for those, do a little research about, what the newspaper is covering, what they're writing about on their opinion pages, and see where, you can engage them in terms of what they're publishing, and you can write to the editor and request a meeting with the editorial board. In the request that you would make to the editorial board, you would just kind of open up and explain who you are with Citizens Climate Lobby, and that the climate issue is important to you. Reference what the newspaper has done on the issue, and then say, hey, there's a great solution that we're working on that we'd like to come in and educate the board about, and perhaps get some support from the newspaper so that this solution can move forward in Congress. So let's talk a little bit then about preparing for a meeting. So the first thing that you'd want to do is to form a team. So decide who in your chapter is going to attend the meeting. Now, a lot of groups have assigned somebody in their group to be what we call the media manager in the group. So that might be, the lead person for doing a meeting like this. You can also, think about some of the other folks in your group who, do well in meetings and communicate well. They might participate. Might also be good to see who in your community, particularly, people who you might call influencers, who you actually talk to and who support our legislation. Might be good to bring them into a meeting as well. It could be somebody who's the head of a big company, could be a local politician, could be a church leader, but somebody who's influential in the community, who's on board with our legislation, might also be good to bring into a meeting. So then once you form your team, what you want to do is to create an agenda for your meeting. And as I mentioned before, we have these editorial packets that really kind of lay out the case for an editorial to be written in endorsing the legislation. So you can kind of use the editorial packet as a guide to form the agenda for your meeting. And just like with a meeting with a member of Congress, you'd want to assign different roles to the people who are going to be going into the meeting. You want somebody to be the lead, you want somebody to take notes, maybe a timekeeper and so forth. But in that respect, you do want to have everybody know, okay, what's my role in the meeting? And so definitely you want to assign some roles. Continuing on with preparing for the meeting, thing you want to do is determine what is it that you're asking for, because they're going to want to know that right up front. So our primary ask is always going to be an editorial endorsing the Energy Innovation Act. Secondary act might ask might be to if they say no to that or something like that. Secondary ask might be something asking them to do an editorial about climate change, and the need for some action on that. So it can be something of a more general nature or something. And then another secondary ask that you can consider is getting the newspaper to publish an op-ed from somebody in your group. So now that we kind of know what we're doing, we formed a team, we're putting together an agenda, we know what we're going to ask for. Let's talk a little bit about how to run the meeting. So first thing that you'll want to do when the meeting starts is the people on the editorial board are going to want to know, okay, who are we talking to here? So you can do some quick introductions, personal introductions for everybody. And don't spend a lot of time on that, 10 seconds max for each person. And then a little bit about Citizens Climate Lobby, what our purpose is, how we operate and that sort of thing. So, maybe a minute or two on, just to explain, who CCL is and how we work and what we're lobbying for. And then you want to kind of clarify the purpose of the meeting. So you might say something like this on the next slide here. We think the newspaper's voice is valuable in this discussion. Your paper could encourage Representative Smith to act by publishing editorials endorsing the Energy Innovation Act. That's what we've come here today to ask. So you want to get the purpose up front with them, so they know right off the bat, what is this meeting all about? What are you asking for? So then after that, what you'll want to do is after you've clarified the purpose of the meeting, you'll want to do a kind of a quick overview. Since you're asking for an editorial endorsing the legislation, you'll want to talk about the legislation and tell them what it is, how it works, and all of that. But you don't want to take up the whole meeting with this. You're not going to go in here and do a PowerPoint slide that goes on for 20 minutes or something like that. You could probably spend, I would say, no more than 5 minutes just kind of hitting the high points on the legislation. What does it do? What kind of results will it generate? Why is it good for the environment and good for people and all that? Probably handle that in about 5 minutes. You want to kind of hit the high points on that. And then because what you really want to do, you don't want to have a one-way conversation with the editorial board, because if you're doing all the talking, you've got absolutely no idea what they're thinking and what they're willing to do. So after you kind of hit the high points and they have some idea of, what the legislation is and what it does, kind of pause and ask for questions. And so you might say something like, okay, we'd like to stop now and hear from you. What are your thoughts, questions, and concerns about CCL's work or the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act? And so now you'll have a lot of back and forth with the editorial board to answer some questions. And so once you've done that, probably the Q&A with the editorial board is going to take up a fair amount of time. Newspaper people are generally by nature inquisitive, so they will ask a lot of questions, and so come prepared, think about, okay, what are they going to be asking about? Let's have some answers ready for them. So when that is all done, then you'll want to try to wrap up the meeting. And so what you'll want to do in wrapping up the meeting then would be to kind of repeat the ask and just be right up front about it. Would you be willing to write an editorial endorsement for the Energy Innovation Act? And so if the answer is yes, thank them, and offer one of the local CCL folks as a contact who can be a resource for more information as they write. If they publish an editorial, fantastic. Share it on social media. Give it to your chapter's congressional liaisons to make sure that that the editorial gets to those congressional offices, and then file a field report. If the answer is maybe, thank them, and then determine when would be a good time to follow up, and who should they follow up with? Yeah, because it's quite possible, and you'll probably see this more often than not. At the end of the meeting, they'll say something like, "Well, you've given us a lot of to think about here. We'll bring this up in our next editorial board meeting, and make a decision on it." So at that point, if it's a maybe, just ask. Great. When should we get back to you? Who should we talk to? And then if the answer is no, thank them for their time. And they might be saying no for different reasons. It may not be a hard no, like, no, we'll never write an editorial about it. They might think that, perhaps this isn't the right time to be writing an editorial about this. So if they say no, ask if they would be interested in revisiting this topic later on. Maybe when a local member of Congress gets on the bill, or when there's a big climate impact happening, or when local CCL volunteers go to DC to lobby for the bill. So there may be some other circumstances that might change the dynamic in terms of whether or not the newspaper is going to do an editorial. So just ask, ask if they'd be interested in taking another look at this, somewhere down the line. And then move on to the secondary asks that you have, particularly the ask of having somebody in your group write an op-ed. So then the follow-up after the meeting, of course, is very important. You'll want to send a thank you note to the editorial page editor, and include with that thank you the electronic version of the editorial packet. So you'll probably hand out like a printed version of the editorial packet to the board members. One of the valuable things about the editorial packet, though, is that there are links to resources for the things that are in the editorial packet. But of course, in a printed copy, you can't get to those resources. So it's very important that they get the electronic version, so that they'll have access to the links that go to the sources that we used in writing the editorial packet. You'll also want to continue to cultivate the relationship. So as I said, you'll want to find out, okay, who's the person on the editorial board that your chapter should be communicating with, and then you'll have somebody in your chapter who will be in contact with that editorial board member. It's probably the person in your group, probably your media manager, would be the one to develop and maintain that relationship. So you'll want to just be in contact with them, not too often, but just often enough so that they don't forget who we are. Maybe once a month or something like that, just look for local hooks for an editorial that might pop up in the news, and you can send them, a note about that, or, so if you get a big endorsement in your community for the bill, so there are things that you can kind of feed the editorial writer, to kind of develop that relationship with them and kind of earn their trust. And also become a useful resource for them. So somewhere later in the year, we'll have another editorial packet that'll come out. And when that does, you won't need to do another meeting with the editorial board, but you can send that new editorial packet then to the contact at the newspaper. So those are some of the things that you can do then to cultivate that relationship with a member of the editorial board. So a little bit about those editorial packets. As I mentioned, we use them kind of as a resource to help the editorial writer write the editorial. So sometimes people will, you know, get the impression, oh, this looks like an op-ed or something. No, it's not an op-ed. It's what it is. It's kind of a backgrounder in the context of what's happening in the news. And it is simply a resource so that when you ask the newspaper to write an editorial, they have that editorial packet as something, basically as a starting point for them to get the facts and the information that they'll need to write an editorial. So let's see, what else have we got here? So you'll want to use these editorial packets, as I said before, as a guide for the meeting with your editorial board. If you're having a hard time getting a meeting and you need to start the conversation, yes, send them the editorial packet and just say, hey, can you take a look at this? You know, tell me what you think. And if you've met with the board recently, like I say, you don't need to have a meeting more than once a year. If you've got somebody on the editorial board that you're communicating with, and you can send the editorial packet to.
And then if you guys have more questions that we didn't get to tonight or that come up in the course of your work here, you can email myself. My email is flannery@citizensclimate.org, or you can reach out to Steve. He's at steve@citizensclimate.org. And you can also stop by the CCL community forums. We have one specifically dedicated to working with media, so you can benefit not just from our support, but also the support of other volunteers who are working on this kind of stuff. So thank you everybody for being with us tonight. And we really appreciate everything that you're doing and all the levels of media, from the LTEs all the way up to these editorial endorsements. So we will say goodnight for now, but we look forward to being in touch with you as we move forward and helping you guys find some success here.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @CitizensClimate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.